You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. My name is Megan Sealing. I'm your host of The Stranger's weekly podcast that goes through what's happening in the music scene locally and nationally and then tells you some of the upcoming shows that you can find in our searchable online calendar and also from The Stranger's bands page, www.thestranger.com/bands. So first, the sad news. One of my favorite local indie acts here in Seattle, Siberian, has broken up. We announced it last week on Line Out, and then also Eric wrote about it in the paper. But I just wanted to give them some love here on Setlist because they're one of my favorite local bands. Utterly gorgeous and romantic indie rock. And so it's a hard goodbye to make. And they're not playing any last show, sadly. They just wanted it to be done when it was done. The good news is some of the members I hear are moving on to other projects, including Finn Barnell. I believe he's the lead singer of the band. He is going to be releasing a record of solo stuff at some point in the future, so we're going to look out for that. But for now, let's remember Siberian. May they rest in peace. This song is Airship.
While we stand in line, you look back.
Spleen. The song is called The Gesture. Paris Spleen are this week's band of the week, and they're also playing two shows this weekend. First, an all-ages show at the Fusion Cafe on Friday the 15th, and then at the High Dive the next night on Saturday the 16th, if that's a 21-plus show. And both shows are opening for new faces who are celebrating the release of their new album, 2 Years, and that's also who you're listening to in the background. I interviewed those guys and wrote about them in the Block Party issue of The Stranger, so if you're curious to hear about who that Port Townsend trio is, go ahead and log on to The Stranger's Archives and you can read about all of their history, see where they came from, which is Port Townsend, which isn't really coming from anywhere. So back to talking about bands who are breaking up. Siberian isn't the only outfit in town calling it quits. Himsa is also done. Himsa is basically the exact opposite of Siberian, hardcore metal. And they're playing their last show this weekend on Saturday, August 16th, at El Corazon with a bunch of other local killer bands. Wolves in the Throne Room, I believe, are still playing. I Declare War are opening up. It's going to be a great show. It's going to also probably injure a lot of people because there's going to be a lot of moshing there. But for this week's music section, I interviewed Himsa frontman Johnny Pettibone, and we talked about everything from his being straight edge for over 20 years, which is really impressive. And he also has the uncanny knack of starting the trends here in Seattle. He started the Devil Lock. He started the Pompadour. He brought all of that to the hardcore scene. And now he had the beard before anybody in Seattle had a beard, I have to say. So here's what he had to say about being a local fashion icon.
One of the things that I remember having watched you from afar, not to sound creepy, but not in that way, but just like I remember like the days of Rock Candy and everything, like you've always been on the cutting edge of trends. And I don't mean that in an insulting way, but like you grew the beard before everybody in Seattle got the beard. And you know what I mean?
Devil,
how do you do that?
For me, like even though like coming from hardcore and punk rock, I've always been into fashion and whatnot,
right.
And I've always
it's
kind of followed.
It's a big part of that.
It is. And it, as much as kids don't want to say, I mean, you know, there was in the beginning there was you know the you know champion sweatshirts
right.
And you know camo shorts and all that stuff. Everything has a trend to it, you know.
Right.
Especially music, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's half of the music is about the image and whatnot.
Exactly.
As much as hardcore punk rock,
and
you don't want an
even
image.
More than half
oh, it's
of
retarded,
image.
You
yeah.
know. Like you stores pry on images of
right.
from the music scene. You know? But anyways, being young and wearing those a Letterman jacket and
right, right.
you know being the straight edge hardcore kid, like I was just that guy. I'm not comfortable doing this. I was a huge Smiths fan, and before like I discovered hardcore, I was really into like. The goth scene and stuff. So this
mm-hmm.
was like, you know, the early 80s kind of thing.
Right.
And so, you know, I had the trench coat and whatnot, and teased Robert Smith hair, blah, blah, blah.
I bet your high school yearbook pictures are
there's
awesome.
There's some craziness, yeah. There's one picture my mom still holds on to. It was my 8th grade graduation where she made me dress up like Miami Vice. And I love my mom, so I just kind of like just
so you went along with it.
I did with it, smile on my face.
So like,
you know,
white
yeah,
button-up, rolled up sleeves,
completely,
nice.
Pink shirt.
Did you have the sunglasses?
No sunglasses.
Oh.
Little spiked, frosted hair.
Yeah.
So, that instantly, goth kid. You know, like anti-everything.
Take your life away. Yeah. Betray you. Betray.
That was They Come in Swarms. They're opening for HIMSA, who, of course, are playing their last show on Saturday the 16th. And to read the full transcript of the interview that I did with John Pettibone, be sure to hop onto the Stranger's music page at thestranger.com, and it will be posted up there. Also happening this week is one of KEXP's installments of Concerts at the Mural. The Maldives and Jesse Sykes are playing the Mural Amphitheater at the Seattle Center on Friday. It's a free show, of course, and because it's outside. And it's also all ages, and it'll happen rain or shine, so bring an umbrella just in case. And here's the headlining band playing that evening, the Maldives, with the song Time Is Right Now.
So ladies, let love in and let it all
That was the Maldives. You can hear them Friday night at the Muriel Amphitheater at the Seattle Center. Also, for what's happening later this week, Radiohead are finally returning to Seattle, sort of. They're returning to Auburn. They're playing the White River Amphitheater with Liars. Unfortunately, it's at the White River Amphitheater, but Radiohead are fantastic live, obviously. So go to that show if you have $40 extra for tickets. Also happening this weekend, Hempfest is going on all weekend at Myrtle Edwards Park. And not only is weed going to be present, but they also have a lot of music, so you can log on to the Stranger searchable calendar to see who's on the bill and who's playing when. And then finally, there's a show at the Comet on Sunday night that I highly recommend. Joy Wants Eternity is playing with Ever-Changing Sky and Giant. And so I'm going to close this show with Joy Wants Eternity. This song is called Yet Onward We Marched. Thanks for listening to Setlist.